Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, a couple of things to get to this segment need to make you aware of. First of all, we invite you to visit Mike Seltzer's Jewelers and register to win a collegiate pendant, WSU, KU, or K-State. But you got to go in there to register. Mike Seltzer's Jewelers, 2929 North Rock Road, 14 minutes from now. We'll talk to Craig Brown from Royals Review. For some reason, the Royals called up 195 hitting Jorge Bonifacio and sent down Ryan O'Hearn. I get the O'Hearn demotion, kind of, because he was still less than 200, but they brought up Bonifacio, and they activated Lucas Duda from the IL. So they now have Duda and Bonifacio both in the active roster, both played over the weekend against Minnesota. We'll find out what they plan to do with their roster once Hunter Dozier comes back, because he's gone out to Northwest Arkansas, and after that he'll go to Omaha for a rehab assignment. I can only hope or think or dream that once they activate Hunter Dozier, they're going to have to make a move, which would mean either Lucas Duda's designation for assignment or Bonifacio sent back down to AAA. And then after that, if that happens, or if both happen, those two moves are made. That clears the way for Bubba Starling. Now, I'm no Bubba Starling advocate. I'm just okay on the year that Bubba Starling's having, and I'm not going to bang the drum for him to get, you know, have them select his contract, and let's see what Bubba Starling's got. But I'm pretty sure I know what Jorge Bonifacio's got and Lucas Duda has. And I'll just leave it at that.
Yeah, you can do without it.
And let's see what Craig thinks here in a little bit, too. But I just don't understand some of the moves they make. Most of them I do. All of them, no. And I got to believe it was a Royals fan-wide reaction that what is Jorge Bonifacio doing in the big leagues?
Well, that's because every move that they make now, from your perspective, is relatable to what kind of pieces are we putting in place for future. Bonifacio is not a part of their future.
Well, even if they think he is, he didn't earn coming back up.
No.
He was a dog.
He's not part of their future.
AAA.
Lucas Duda?
Here's what I'm thinking.
Really?
You run, and I'd have to look at Bonifacio's options, how many he has left, if he does. If this move ran him out of options, then I think it's almost brilliant in its simplicity, because when Dozier's ready next week, you call him back up off of his injury assignment, his rehab, and then you send Bonifacio down, and basically he's DFA'd. He's out of options, and he's going to become a free agent. And then you DFA Duda, which is a no-brainer. And then that opens up another spot for if you want to bring up Bubba Starling. All right. Let's get to the Syndio Twitter questions, brought to you by Syndio HRO, Wichita's human resource experts. At KFH Radio is the Twitter handle where you can find them. It's retroactive to yesterday. Has to do with Father's Day. Happy Father's Day, by the way.
Yeah, absolutely. Same to you.
Thank you. Being honest about Father's Day gifts here, dads, what would you really like out of the following four? Golf outing / accessories, sporting event tickets, a new grill or smoker, or some high-end scotch whiskey or some sort of liquor that you wouldn't normally buy yourself. So of those four options, what would you really like for Father's Day?
That's a good selection there.
37%.
Probably golf outing, right?
37% say sporting event tickets, which is a bit of a surprise for me. Tied for second is either a new grill or smoker and golf outing / accessories. What's so funny?
Well, we as dudes just can't get enough of our barbecues.
I left out new tools. That could have been one of them.
Yeah, no kidding. New tools is always fun.
Only 13% would have wanted a gift of high-dollar scotch / whiskey or the like.
Well, that has its time and its place, though.
It does.
Let's not underrate that.
Right.
Let's not underrate it.
I'm equating this to Christmas. Because when it's Father's Day, you're getting stuff that you wouldn't normally get for yourself, right?
Right.
You follow the correlation there?
I got you.
So,
yeah.
So if we're being 100% transparent, if you had a real wish list where money was kind of sort of no object, because all these things are expensive.
Sure.
Sporting event tickets leading the way. It surprised me a little bit, 37%. But, yeah, golf outing. I left off to be left alone.
Yeah.
Just for the one day.
Let me read.
It's my day. Yes. Leave me alone.
Let me read and leave me alone. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, Father's Day has never been a really big deal for me. I chatted with my father yesterday. That meant a great deal to me. As much as I could chat with him right now. He's battling dementia at the age of 88 now, 87. And so, but every now and then, you know, you get a good thought and he says something or other, you know, in three or four words together that you say, there's my dad for you, you know. And so that was very, very meaningful. Other than that, it was a kind of a work day for me.
That's what I was going to ask. It wasn't a real R&R typical Father's Day.
It was a work day, but I was fine. I mean, you know, other than having to go, you know, watch the Padres and the Rockies in a craptastic game, which was putting us all out of our misery after a craptastic series where 92 runs were scored.
I just noticed that the Padres got at least three of those runs with two outs in the ninth. Maybe more. Maybe all four. I was just watching the highlights of Wade Davis giving up the ghost.
Yes. It was absolutely ridiculous. So anyway, blah. But that was my father. It was great. You know, it was fine. If Father's Day is a five, what's Mother's Day?
For us, or nine, for them,
just in terms of how much bigger of a day it is.
Oh, it's bigger. Mother's Day is bigger,
a lot bigger.
Yeah,
and by the way, I'm fine with that. I couldn't care less. I think that's absolutely great. I mean, absolutely great. So, I mean, to me, it's kind of like whatever. It's all good. Got some books that I wanted. Which is good.
I got a pair of shoes.
See, that's nice.
Right. And honestly,
that falls into the category of stuff that you probably wouldn't do.
I was just
going to
say
it wasn't Father's Day.
Yeah, I was just going to say I probably would have held off going out and getting them for myself.
Exactly.
So yeah, I was thankful for that.
I feel you. Yeah. You know. But it's all fine.
And had a little lunch with the kid, although everybody else in the world wanted to do that too, but you know, we got a decent seat at a decent place in a decent amount of time, so I felt like that was a win. But yeah, I'm with you. I mean, Father's Day is little more to me than a day on the calendar. But
it's better than Flag Day.
It is a little better than Flag Day.
It's better than Flag Day. It's better than Columbus Day.
Quite a bit better
than
Columbus
Day. I think it beats President's Day. We
get the day off for that, though, don't we?
Yeah. It's better than Canadian Thanksgiving.
Boxer Rebellion Day.
Right? So you've got some things that it's better than. But, you know, all in all, it's kind of like, okay, if it's a nice Sunday, great. Everybody has a good day. And that's what you shoot for. All right, as we continue, Craig Brown from Baseball Prospectus, Royals review or preview,
sure,
depending on the types of questions that are asked, will be joining us next. Hang with us as we roll into Hour 2, Sports Daily. Shane Dennis, yours truly, Jad Chambers running the show. We're back in a minute.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.